Sean McCann, Book 3, Chapter 26, of the Ecclesiastical History of England, of Venerable Bede. How Colman, being worsted, returned home, and Tuda succeeded him in the bishopric, and of the state of the church under those teachers. The year of our Lord, 664. The disputation being ended, and the assembly broken up, Agilbert returned home. Colman, perceiving that his doctrine was rejected, and his party despised, took with him those who wished to follow him, to wit, such as would not accept the Catholic Easter, and the tonsure in the form of a crown. For there was no small dispute about that also, and went back into Scotland, to consult with his people what was to be done in this case. Cede, forsaking the practices of the Scots, returned to his bishopric, having submitted to the Catholic observance of Easter. This debate took place in the year of our Lord, 664, which was the 22nd year in the reign of King Oswy, and the 30th of the episcopate of the Scots among the English, for Aidan was bishop 17 years, Finan 10, and Colman 3. When Colman had gone back into his own country, Tuda, the servant of Christ, was made bishop of the Northumbrians, in his place, having been instructed and ordained bishop among the southern Scots, having also the crown of the ecclesiastical tonsure, according to the custom of that province, and observing the Catholic rule with regard to the time of Easter. He was a good and religious man, but he governed the church a very short time. He had come from Scotland whilst Colman was yet a bishop, and both by word and deed diligently taught all men those things that appertain to the faith and truth. But Ada, who was bishop of the monastery called Mailrose, a man most revered and gentle, was appointed abbot over the brethren that chose to remain in the church of Lindisfarne when the Scots went away. It is said that Colman, upon his departure, requested and obtained this of King Oswy, because Ada was one of Aidan's 12 boys of the English nation, whom he received in the early years of his episcopate, to be instructed in Christ. For the king greatly loved Bishop Colman, on account of his innate discretion. This is that Ada, who not long after was made bishop of the same church of Lindisfarne. Colman carried home with him part of the bones of the most reverend Father Aidan, and left part of them in the church where he had presided, ordering them to be interred in the sacristy. The place which they governed shows how frugal and temperate he and his predecessors were, for there were very few houses besides the church found at their departure. Indeed, no more than barely sufficient to make civilized life possible. They had also no money, but only cattle. For if they received any money from rich persons, they immediately gave it to the poor, there being no need to gather money, or provide houses for the entertainment of the great men of the world. For such never resorted to the church, except to pray and hear the word of God. The king himself, when occasion required, came only with 5 or 6 servants, and having performed his devotions in the church, departed. But if they happened to take a repast there, they were satisfied with the plain daily food of the brethren, and required no more. For the whole care of those teachers was to serve God, not the world, to feed the soul, and not the belly. For this reason, the religious habit was at that time held in great veneration, so that wheresoever any clerk or monk went, he was joyfully received by all men, as God's servant. And even if they chanced to meet him upon the way, they ran to him, and with bowed head, were glad to be signed with the cross by his hand, or blessed by his lips. Great attention was also paid to their exhortations. And on Sunday they flocked eagerly to the church or to the monasteries, not to feed their bodies, but to hear the word of God. And if any priest happened to come into a village, the inhabitants came together and asked of him the word of life. For the priests and clerks went to the villages for no other reason than to preach, baptize, visit the sick, and in a word, to take care of souls. And they were so purified from all taint of avarice, that none of them received lands and possessions for building monasteries, unless they were compelled to do so by the temporal authorities, which custom was for some time after universally observed in the churches of the Northumbrians. But enough has now been said on this subject. End of chapter 26 of book 3 of the Ecclesiastical History of England, a Venerable Bede.